this is really awkward, at least for me, but it's cool. I'm still going to bring it up unless Liv says we can't. Can we bring this up? Yes or no?
Oh, fine.
Okay, Liv the Web Girl, a guy paid you and a friend to do something?
Yes.
What did you get paid to do?
So on Saturday, a guy offered $100.
Hold on a second. Parents are in the room. Can you step up to the microphone?
Oh, my goodness. Gosh. Well, she didn't finish her sentence.
No, I want them to guess what their daughter got paid $100 to do.
Ugh. Yeah, what do you guys think?
I don't even want to imagine.
Oh, come on, Mom.
Mama C, what do you think your daughter got paid $100?
I'm a little afraid right now here.
Do you want to take a guess?
This? Take a guess. What do you think your daughter did for $100?
Pray for someone?
Well, it's not dirty.
No, it was just pray.
For someone?
It was just to pray for someone.
Yes,
no.
Well, what time of the day was this?
At night.
Yeah. Was there any alcohol involved?
Yeah.
Was there any cameras involved?
Yeah. Yes. Mom, how do you feel about Kris Jenner? No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Tell them. They're freaking out. Tell them what actually happened.
I'll tell you guys what happened. So on Saturday, alcohol was involved, and me and my best friend Brooke, who's beautiful.
As are you.
Oh, thank you. Well, a guy came up to us, and first he wanted us to call him our L.A. daddy. He was like, yeah, you girls can call me daddy. He was probably in his, 60s or so. And he paid us $100 to just take a picture with him.
Interesting.
That's it.
Uh-oh. That's creepy.
So he did take it on his phone. So I have no idea what he has done with the picture since then. But $100 just to take a picture.
So he just took out a hundy and was like, hey,
took
girls.
Took out a crisp $100 bill. It was kind of like a blue tint, which I'm not used to $100 bills. So I was not used to
Is it
that.
Even a real $100 bill?
Yes.
Do you think it's because he knew that you were Liv the Web Girl from Radio Now?
Not a shot, no. One, I had a hat on. Two, I was out of town. So I was in where I went to college.
Louisville's where you went to college,
Louisville. Yeah. So I was in Louisville. It was after a basketball game, which he was super drunk. And me and my friend were kind of, tipsy.
Do you think he realized he gave you a $100 bill for a picture? He probably thought, oh, they're so cute. They're so hot.
No, he definitely knew that it was a $100 bill. He was flaunting it. He wanted us. He whipped out a stack of so many $100 bills.
You should have $100 per person.
Oh, here's $100, girls. And we're like, oh my gosh.
So, Mom and Dad, do you think that's cool? Is that okay? Or would you rather have her said no thanks?
I think it's a very creepy there.
You think it's creepy?
Yes.
Mom, you should be proud of me. I'm a hustler.
What do you think he's put out on his Instagram with that picture?
Oh, boy.
Honestly, I don't care because I'm $100 richer.
If it would have been hey, can I take a photo of you in your bikini or something questionable, I would be like, that was a bad move. It is kind of weird that some guys got your photo, but you're fully, I saw what you were wearing. You're fully dressed head to toe with a hat on and everything.
Fully clothed. And actually, so while this high school girl was taking a picture of me and my best friend at the game, and she was taking a ton of photos like a good photographer would do, and she actually caught the moment where he was like, wait, I'll give you $100.
Wait, we have a picture of this?
Yes, we have a picture, and me and my friend's faces are like jaws drop, smiling so wide, because he's like, wait, girls, I'll give you $100 for a photo with you guys. And we're like, hell yeah.
You guys should have been two.
Did you say $100 per person?
Yeah.
833-563-2539. I just came up with this idea right here. It's probably ladies, not men. What did a guy offer to pay you to do? Obviously, it's got to be appropriate for the radio. We got kids listening.
I got offered $5,000 to fly down to Florida and have dinner with somebody.
When's dinner? When are you going?
Bring me with you.
I'm not going to be.
Not going for $5,000?
No.
I'll go for you and wear a wig. Oh,
you
my
should.
Gosh.
Splitsies?
Totally. I'll even take $2,000. You can have $3,000. Okay. 833-563-2539. You could be anonymous, too, because I know this might be a little bit awkward. But if you ever had a guy ask you to do something, we want to hear about that. And if you actually did it, too, what was the situation? It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Ladies, what did a guy offer to pay you? What did he want you to do? Liv the Web Girl had a dude pay her and her friend $100 for a picture, fully clothed, just at a basketball game. McKenzie, unfortunately, turned down a $5,000 dinner date. This blows my mind. 833-563-2539. And you could be anonymous. Let's actually go to anonymous right now. Hi, anonymous. You're on Joe and McKenzie, and you had somebody offer you some money for what?
Yes. I was at the casino, and he had won big, and he offered me to kiss him on his butt and take a picture of it, and he offered me $10,000.
And
at first, I thought it was crazy. I was like, hell no, I'm not kissing your butt for no $10,000 until you show me. And yes, he showed me. I said, with clothes on, and just right quick, he said yes. So, yeah, I did it.
Oh my! And he gave you $10,000 cash?
It was in chips.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah. And I was, like, freaking out at first and scared at first, but then I did it real quick. He took his friend took a picture, and I just ran to the cashier, and I was like, this is for real? And I cashed my $10,000, and I get the check out of it.
My God, I would have kissed bare butt cheek for a grand.
Same.
I was like, no, I'm not doing that one no more, but I'm $10,000 richer.
Have you been scared that picture would surface anywhere? Or are you like, it's cool, whatever?
My friend showed me the picture because she had to take it. And I was like, well, you know what? I'm not going to that casino no more anyway.
You got everything you need, yeah. Listen, you won. Usually the house wins, you won. And I don't care if a photo ever showed up of me online kissing somebody's butt for a grand. I'm like, yeah, I made a grand doing that.
Yeah, imagine 10.
10 grand?
I do a lot worse
Joe
for 10 grand.
Joe doesn't really think long term, though. We are absolute opposites. Because I'm like, Joe, you could not get a job if a picture surfaced of you kissing a bare bottom. Because people don't. That
in
will
radio,
your,
yes, you can.
Speak to like young women in particular. Just do not take raunchy pictures because it will literally cost you more than $10,000 in your future.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Not all of us are going to be that rich. So some people might want to consider it. Just throwing that one out there.
I'd do it.
Exactly. See, some of us would.
I'm in the wrong room.
It's Joe McKenzie.
My parents are with me. Thank you.
It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Let's do a little station identification.